on not losing heart. Our world continues to lean into great divisiveness, hate, and injustice, with 168 million children still in child labor. Today is Child Labor Awareness Day. 168 million children in child labor, from agriculture to manufacturing to services of construction, and the estimated 12,000 involved in sex trafficking, many of whom are children. Defenseless young boys and girls. It's hard today not to lose heart. From hate-filled, bigoted, evil speech from an anonymous male president candidate. Bernie is out of the race, isn't he? Almost. It's hard not to lose heart. To racial biased judges casting rulings in suppression of young college women's voices as she struggles to put her life back together and mentally pull pine needles from her private parts. It's hard not to lose heart. From the idea of rolling the clocks back to another millennium and making this country great again, it's hard not to lose heart. To being recalled in this very week of the murder that happened at the African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, a church that welcomed into its midst one who would moments later take their lives. It's hard not to lose heart. To the senseless targeting of the 50 Floridians earlier this morning, mostly LGBTQI, in a dance hall, doing what young people do on Saturday night. It's hard not to lose heart. When we experience loss and grief, when we experience pain and sorrow, when we are walking through dark valleys, when we are experiencing dark nights of the soul, when the sun seemingly refuses to shine upon our path, it is difficult to not lose heart. Yet in our epistle lesson this morning, the word is an encouraging word to a community that has been bruised by the vicissitudes of life, a community that has experienced what it means to feel hurt and pain, and is seeking to order and reorder their lives according to the way in which God has asked and invited them to live, in the way of righteousness, in the way of Jesus Christ, to seek peace and justice, to live in love with one another and all, to be reminded of what they have come to believe by faith at that very moment. This is where we find this community that is gathering, that is hearing these words that Paul offers, that simply says, do not lose heart. To know that the very one who has raised us, has raised Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus, that we should not lose heart. To believe that God's grace and love extends more and more to people who are given the opportunity to know of God's grace and love. That we should not lose heart because transformation and love are at work within us. So often in our faith, we talk about heaven and the pie in the sky and the by and by. And Paul talks about this in the scripture where he lifts this up as a way of believing and coming to not trust simply in what we see, but what is not seen by faith. That too, the raising of Jesus is what will happen when we travel that lonesome journey when death comes knocking. Our gospel is not simply just about believing in the Good Friday story, the beatings that Jesus endured, being dragged from courtroom to courtroom, being nailed upon the cross of Calvary, experiencing suffering and shame so that we might be able to have life. This is the Good Friday story, but thanks be to God, it doesn't end there on Friday. That Saturday comes and Jesus experiences a real death. This is what this community has come to believe by faith, that he was in the tomb and experienced loneliness there. That he was left alone, wrapped and placed in a borrowed tomb. But the gospel story still does not end there, for it goes on to talk about what happened on Sunday morning when Easter came. And the clothes, the winding sheets were pulled off, and Jesus came walking along the way and met those women who then began to proclaim that Jesus is not dead, but he is alive. This is the story that they are encouraged to hold fast to believe when they are facing these dark nights of the soul. When it seems like the end is drawing near, when there is violence upon violence and we don't seem to be able to make sense of any of it. Why is there so much killing in the land? It's hard not to lose heart. But the gospel story tells us that God's grace is sufficient for us, that God's grace is to be extended to more and more people. Well, what does that mean? What that means is that when we decide as a community of faith to live out the kind of grace and mercy that God has given to us by faith, when we decide to tell our story outside of the walls of this church, but in the world in which we live, that there in those places is where we will begin to know what transformation looks like. And when we begin to share our stories of transformation, of what God has done for us and how God has brought us through and where God has brought us from and how God has cared for us, then people will be transformed by that story. As people are transformed by this story of faith, this thing that we have come to believe, then we can experience the kind of peace and justice and love and equality that God longs for us to live in. But we can't get to peace and justice and equality if we refuse to share the transformative power that God has made in our lives. There is a story that you have to tell. There is a story that lives down deep within you of what God has done in your life. There is a story that draws you out and makes and compels you to believe that there is a God who sits high and looks low. But that story isn't just for sharing on Sunday morning when you come to church. There used to be in my home church, in my little small Baptist church in Virginia, we would gather on Sunday morning and all the saints would get up and testify on Sunday morning. Nobody else did that, huh? It was a country church. But they would tell the story of what God had done. And you probably could tell Mother Jones' story by, you know, on your own, because it was the same story. But it was a story that stuck with you. That was a time when everybody came to church because church was a priority. But church has not become a priority anymore. So that then means that the church has to get outside of its own self and still tell this story. Because the story is what changes us. The story is what moves us. This story of what happened on Good Friday and Saturday and the glorious resurrection on Sunday will transform the world. All of this hate. We woke up this morning with hate. Somebody decided to kill somebody's child just because of who they love. That's hate, y'all. And that is not holiness. And the other side of this is what had me thinking and thinking this morning was that somebody, I'm assuming that the young man who murdered those 50 people, I'm assuming that he had some kind of religious background and training, that he went to somebody's Sunday school. And the pain of in my heart is aching because I'm wondering, did they teach him to love everybody or to love a few and hate the others? Is that what drove this young man to carry out this heinous act, the largest mass murder in this country? When we talk about what God is able to do, when we talk about the kind of love that God compels us to have for our brothers and our sisters who are in life's journey with us, it ought to be the kind of love that reaches and grabs and embraces and lifts up and does not push down and destroy. I'm talking about a kind of inclusive love. A love that the Gospels tell us to have in the book of Acts when they went out to the Gentiles and began to convert those folks, saying they too embody the kingdom of God. This is the kind of love that transforms hearts, renews lives, and changes communities for the good, not the bad. It's hard not to lose heart, but when we are renewed by what God has done for us, when we decide to get out of our own church walls and doors and begin to share this good news that God has given, good news of love, then our world will become a better place. I preach this stuff because I believe it. I believe it in my heart that the Word of God has power to change our lives, that it has power to change our communities. I preach this because I want somebody, just one body, to leave this place and to go out and to talk about what God has done for them. And I believe that if one person would do it, then you will have transformed somebody else's life. It's hard work, I know. That came with little applause. It's hard and demanding work. But we don't want to lose heart. In the midst of all that we see, all that we hear, we don't want to lose heart. And the way that we don't lose heart is by talking about our faith. Not just with those who believe, but with those who are on the margins, that have been hurt by church, maybe, that have given up on church and on church folks and on God. We light a fire. And that's all we can do is just light it. And if we light the fire, I believe that God has the fuel to make it burn. May it be so in your life, in mine, and in this community. Amen. Amen.